You know it now. Edging brings that specific gravity between your legs. That way you can only think about touching, about masturbatory effort, watching always the very edge, the point of no return, the place beyond which orgasm is inevitable. This is one of the places where you really get aware of mind control. Think about it. Impossible to hold back. Your body itself giving your brain a direct command. Gotta come. Gotta come. And then you find a way to control yourself and hold back. Gotta come. Gotta come. Gotta go over the edge. But you must hold back. You must build patterns of restraint. Gotta come. Gotta come. Endless, aching, needy, pulsing, throbbing heat. Your whole body involved, locked in, locked between your legs. Focus, touch, touch. Gotta come. Gotta come. Mindless, edging, constant, holding back, letting yourself slack down. Building up, winding yourself up. Letting just a little bit of that tension out. Building up, winding up. And every time you try to let a little out, it gets harder, hotter, more difficult. Because it's hard to let just a little bit out without letting all that tension, gotta come, burst out of you. Letting just a little out so you can put more in, out and in. Pleasure flows out if you move your hands away, but then you're putting more back in. The very exact methodical calculation. Fascinating. All your attention is down there and always in the background. Feels so good, so good. Gotta come, but you must hold back, must hold out, must restrain, must leave just a little bit of pleasure still on the table, still out of reach. Even though you know it would be so easy to pulse, 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 spurt, blank, mindless pleasure as the hormones in your brain rage and demand. Demanding you let go. So close, gotta come, no, need to hold back, edge, touch, and touch. This is a visceral, physical process. Your body wants to come, wants to have that pleasure response, which is part of the most primal, deep-rooted, chemically exciting process in your whole body. Think about just how much strain and pleasure you go through, how much effort and exertion to sweat and hold back, to keep yourself from truly going over the edge, knowing that there is a point. There's a point before the physical reaction. There is the point of no return. Gotta come, so good, edging up to the very brink. There's a point where your mind will be unable to hold out, a point where your hands will just keep going, a point where you will bring yourself off because your body has demanded it. Chemically, physically, the nerve signals that say too good, the point where pleasure overwhelms reason. You saw this coming. You knew you were going to end up here. You knew there would be a point where your mind denies reason and says, have to keep going, gotta edge, gotta get that delicious denial, that point where you're not allowed to go further. Before you began, you didn't know how difficult it would be. Gotta come, but wait. Edging, inching, teasing, gotta come, so difficult. There were things you didn't know before you started. Touch yourself, and for the moment, you might even forget. Forget that you have to hold back. This is just a normal masturbation session. You're just inching closer. Gotta come, gotta come. Gotta get a little bit of satisfaction into you. Got to come. You need it. You crave it. Sweat running from your brow, your hands sticking between your legs. So tough to pull them away. Hotter, hotter, gonna come, just need it in your system. Your brain is sending commands. The body so rarely insists, but yours does need to come, want to spurt your mind out. That hormonal, constant, buzzing need that is part of the lustful desire, the way the back of your brain tells you, orders you, commands you, the sexual system, the lust, the libido, pulsing, gotta come, gonna come, inches away, right up to the edge. Get so close until you can barely stand it. Until you want it more than you've wanted anything before. Extend and expand your point of no return. Wanna come, gotta come, but need to hold back. Need to wait. delaying gratification, holding it all off, holding out, waiting for your mind to just push you that little bit further, making it longer and longer, long focused edging where your thoughts seem to drop right between your legs because the gravity and importance, the simple, needy want between your legs is growing stronger. Need to come, gotta come, so close, so close. And then relax, slack off, let it buzz away, but you're still twitching. You're still twitching almost as if you came, but you know you didn't. You would know if you did. Instead, you just got that little illusion, that hint, that mirage of climax. Need to come, gonna come, gonna come. So close, right up to the inch away, the edge and brink. The very edge, and it helps focus your mind so wonderfully that it can be good for you to wait, to delay gratification and put off the things you want until just a little later. That's why you wait. It's why you hold back. It's why you get right up to the edge and then relax, slack off, let it fade. Inching, edging, twitching, groaning. Letting your mind melt away. You need it. You want it. You ache for it. Gotta come. Gotta come. Gonna come. Gotta come. But you need to wait. The whole exercise would be pointless if you didn't hold back, hold off, hold it in for now. Edging. Sweated. Whole body twitching. Whole body squirming. You were inches away and your brain knows it. Your body's trying to trick you into coming. Gotta come. Wanna come. Need to come. Everything about you is oriented around climax, getting off, giving in, but you hold out for one more stroking, touching, masturbatory moment. Stay focused. Keep your mind on what you need to do. You're learning all about your own limits, your own requirements, the way that your body can twitch, the way that your body can shiver. Learning new things you never would if you just went right to the climax each and every time. You know you've edged properly when it's all you can think about. Coming is all you can think about, yet you're still holding back. Keeping it back. Gonna come too close, too close. Wait, wait. Slack off, let your hands fall by your sides. Let that energy fade. And get ready to go again and again. As long as you have to. To get so close that one more touch would always make you come. Keep doing it until there is no release or restraint. Until just walking around or brushing yourself against your clothing might make you come. Until you're so near to the edge that your every thought is sexual, everything focused on your edged, denied body. Denied something it wants, something it needs, gonna come, gotta come, need to spurt your brain out. Everything about that pleasure is insidious, tempting, addictive, and it's all a natural part of you. Edging, edging. All you're doing is using your own natural body to mesmerize yourself better than I ever could. Need to come. Gotta come. Those thoughts are coming from your brain. I'm just encouraging them. Gotta come. Gonna come. Gotta come. Your mind tells you you have to come, and your body follows after. Sweating, spurting. Twitching, moving against your hands before you even begin to touch so that it gets harder and harder. Each time you touch now, it's more powerful than the last. So difficult to hold back. So difficult to hold it in. Gonna come, gotta come, need to. Need it, crave it, ache for it. You are teaching your body to need this, teaching your body to want it, and you keep edging, keep learning. Once you know there's no way to go back, once you know how good it feels to be walking around sexually focused between your own legs, edged, etched, aching, wanting it, need it, gotta come, gonna come. Your brain is focused there and you know it now. You've opened the pathways, opened the way for your mind to get locked in, wired in, conditioned to think exactly this, this pleasure, this edging, slacking off and letting it fall away, but you're gonna come, you need to come. The longer it goes on, the harder it is to continue until eventually you have to stop. But that leaves you just as denied as if you had kept edging. Because all day you're going to wonder, what if you tipped over the edge? What if you got that climax after you've edged up to it so many times it must be so good? Hard to tell. Because now you know how good delayed gratification can feel. You were safe before you started, but now you know.